From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. Adelantando estoy, el movimiento lento pero avanzando. Adelantando pasito a paso, más cortos, más largos, pero siempre hacia adelante. My guest this week is author Carolina Day Robertis. Welcome, Carolina.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, I'm so happy you're here. Carolina's latest beautiful novel that's getting a lot of buzz is Cantoras, and this Sunday at Book Passage in Corte Madera, she'll be speaking on a panel with other local authors about immigration in America. But right now, we're going to hear her recommendations for three events happening this weekend in the Bay Area. First up is Africa State of Mind, and this traveling international exhibit is making its one U.S. stop at the Museum of the African Diaspora in San Francisco. Africa State of Mind features images by emerging African photographers, showing that Africa is just as much as a mental space as it is a physical space. Now, Carolina, this exhibit has themes of sexual identity, gender, modern African cities, history, issues we don't talk about here much in the U.S. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it, and I'm really eager to go, which is part of why I picked it and went, oh, yes, this is a destination. You know, MOAD, the Museum of the African Diaspora, is such a treasure.
It is.
A national gem, yeah. And I have always been blown away and so nourished by all of the exhibits I've seen there. I've gotten to be part of programming there, mm-hmm. and I just love them so much. Everything they do is on point, and we're really fortunate that we have this right here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful museum. It's really, and I've been part of their programming, too. That's Africa State of Mind at the Museum of the African Diaspora in San Francisco, and it's running now through November 15th. Your second pick is the new live podcast series, Indomitas, which means untamable, and it features untamable voices of fierce women artists and activists, and the guests includes authors Mirna Ruiz and Lulu Rebolloso. And they published the anthology Mujeres Mágicas, and this is going down Friday night in San Francisco. Why did you pick this one, Carolina?
So I picked this one because I think it's incredibly interesting to be part of a live audience for a podcast, and Indomitas, what a title.
I love it, yes.
Just indomitable, right?
Yes.
It's just so powerful. And also, you know, I've read the book, Mujeres Mágicas, the anthology, mm-hmm. and I know Lulu and Mirna, who are two of the contributors who will be present that night, through Mujeres Unidas y Activas, which is an incredible activist organization here in San Francisco and Oakland. They are just amazing in their model of power by and for marginalized community, in this case, low-income Latina immigrant women. And they've made this book, Mujeres Mágicas, that is so powerful and exciting in terms of poetry and essay and story from women who are often made so invisible in our society.
Sounds really interesting. That's the new live podcast series, Indomitas, and it's happening Friday night, September 20th at Brava's Cabaret in San Francisco. Admission is free, but you must register for a ticket online, and the podcast will be conducted in Spanish. Okay, I can't wait to say the title of your last pick. Friday nights at Oakland Museum is throwing their hella big 50th anniversary party. This is the Oakland Museum's weekly Friday night event, but they've took it to the 10th power. There's music, dancing, food trucks, DJs, poetry, kids activities. They have a lot going on, and there's free admission to the museum gallery until 10 p.m. Okay, so Carolina, the Oakland Museum, they're going big for 50.
I know, and it's so exciting that we can be part of it. I mean, the Oakland Museum of California is another national treasure.
Yes,
I mean, they have just really been on the vanguard of curating our understanding of culture in beautiful ways. And then there's the food trucks every Friday night, you know, the food trucks and the music and the DJs and the dancing. Like, it's this really beautiful street party that is so reflective of the best of Oakland.
It is.
You know, it's so beautiful. And, you know, I'm a mother. My kids are 10 and 7, and they love going to the food trucks.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's festive for everyone.
It is for everyone.
All ages. You can be a couple without kids and go and have a good time. Mm-hmm. It's romantic and great. You can be, you know, with your little kids in tow and there's something for them. It's really all embracing and welcoming. And the fact that it's the 50th anniversary just makes it, I'm just going to say it, hella festive.
That's Friday nights at Oakland Museum. Hella big 50th birthday party. And it starts at 5 p.m.
Hoy me pedí sol y llueve. Hoy me pedí viernes y es lunes.
I've been speaking with international best-selling author Carolina de Robertis. Pick up her new book, Cantoras, and see her this Sunday at Book Passage in Corte Madera, where she'll be on a panel about immigration in America. For more details on any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at klw.org. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tarek Fouda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.